You're listening to SBS News.
Zimbabwean police armed with automatic rifles have surrounded dissident cleric and protest leader Ivan Mawariri's home in Harare and arrested him.
Ivan!
Are you okay?
Are you fine?
Thank you.
Good man.
Mr. Mawariri had called for a three-day work boycott to protest against a hike in fuel prices that citizens fear could push the country back to the brink of economic collapse. He first made a name for himself in 2016 when he organised what became nationwide protests against government mismanagement. Standing outside his house shortly after the arrest, lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa said his legal team had been demanding full particulars of the accusations.
They're alleging that he has incited violence through Twitter and other forms of social media, particularly in the Central Business District. We've asked for full particulars, when, how. They say they don't know, they'll give that to him at the police station. We've asked how asking for people to stay away can constitute incitement to violence.
Scores of people are stranded in Zimbabwe's capital since President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced a 150% increase in fuel prices in an effort to stem a deepening economic crisis. Residents such as Kumbairari Margo Rimbo say the price hike came as a shock to the country, where unemployment is more than 80%.
These protests we called for doesn't have anything to do with politics at all. They do not have anything to do with electoral issues at all. They do not have anything to do with Nelson Chamisa, whom is the opposition president. Ours is all about fuel. Ours is all about the skyrocketing prices of basic needs.
Police and military have launched a massive crackdown in Zimbabwe after what appears to have been a widespread breakdown of public order linked to food and fuel shortages in the impoverished country. Access to internet and social media has been shut off as armed soldiers patrol the streets of major cities. Rights group Amnesty International says at least 8 people have been killed as a result of the crackdown. Zimbabwe's Information Minister Monica Mutsvangwa blames the main opposition, the MDC Alliance, for the violence that's rocked the country during the protests.
Threats to overthrow a constitutionally elected government by force and install an unelected person as president of Zimbabwe will be thwarted. Pursuant to this nefarious agenda, the MDC Alliance activated its notorious terror groups, which include the so-called Democratic Resistance Committee and the paramilitary vanguard.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.